Like I said, I'd like to say to him, this is just a bad dream, honey. This guy, he may have, you know, you may have came down as urethra 5 years ago, but that's it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's good guys out there. Most of them gay, but there's good guys out there. He ain't one of them. Don't listen to him. Don't look up to him. And when he gets drunk and beats on your mom, or when he buys it in a motorcycle accident, or when he gets sent to prison, it's okay. It ain't you, and you shouldn't look up to him.
What do we call those guys, that group, the organized?
We call them the informants. Adam's informants.
Panned Parenthood.
What?
Panned Parenthood.
Panned Parenthood? Where's the panned come in?
Pan is pan. Badly reviewed. We reviewed that.
Oh, I see. Panning parents.
Panned Parenthood.
Yes. We give him -3
yeah,
stars and
right.
2 thumbs down.
That's right.
All right. The part of the father was
family panning.
Yeah, the part of the father was played lacklusterly and showed
a cameo by the stepfather and Uncle Lou.
Right.
Was played with a puckish verb.
There you go. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. I got the Bacchan like John McEnroe. That beach steps up, I'm smocking the hole. Oh, yeah. That's Tim the Russian rapper. That's right. All right. Well, maybe a little Tim the Russian rapper. And again, the Long Beach Dub All-Stars will be in here. They're coming from the Warped Tour, and they should be pulling up in their van any moment now. So we'll talk to them. We'll talk to Tim. We'll talk to you after this.
Bloodline. 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 Be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at GoArmyReserve.com and hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MPs. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at GoArmyReserve.com, paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
Remember what college cost in the early 80s?
Tuition?
Yeah, books, typewriter, room and board.
Well, yeah, a bundle.
Was it worth it?
Well, of course. Every penny.
Get this. Now it's over twice what you paid.
Well, yeah, I don't have to worry about my kids' college bills for another 15 years.
Well, if costs keep hiking up and up, you'll be shelling out more in just 1 year for each of your children than you spent on yourself for all 4 years of college.
Ouch! So what do I do?
You better start saving today with U.S. Savings Bonds. They're easy to buy and afford and are guaranteed safe.
Huh?
And savings bonds earn a treasury-based rate of interest right from the start.
Yeah. Where do I find them?
Most banks. Or ask your employer about the payroll savings plan. But whatever you do, start saving now, or you'll be...
rooting for a scholarship?
Exactly.
This summer, Rick's Cabaret is the place to be. Daytime or nighttime, Rick's is always jumping. It's your favorite bar with your favorite ladies, and now it's your favorite party spot with an awesome calendar of summer fun. Check out 2-for-1 Tuesdays with some amazing exotic fun. Featuring 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 p.m. That means you buy one, you get one free. Plus, if you stop into Rick's with a ticket stub from that night's sporting event, you'll get in for free. Stop into Rick's Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. You can get satisfied in more ways than one at Rick's. Also, swing into happy hour every weekday from 4 to 7 p.m. and enjoy half-price drinks. Monday kicks off the week right. You'll find the Twin Cities' most eligible amateurs competing for cash and prizes on Rick's main stage. Wednesday is poker night at Rick's. For each table dance you get a car. That's simple. All you need to do is assemble a winning poker hand, and you can win free bar tabs and dinners. Work downtown in the service industry? Then you need to swing into Rick's for service industry nights, Sundays, for great drink specials. Rick's Cabaret, conveniently located in downtown Minneapolis on the corner of 3rd and 3rd.
The Fireworks of Savings sales event is going on now at Wilkins Volkswagen. During this special celebration, Wilkins has slashed prices on every vehicle in stock through July 5th. 2000 Golf start at just $14,995. Well-equipped Jettas with air, automatic, and more are priced from $16,995. Wilkins Volkswagen also has two special July lease packages. 2000 Passats priced from $249 per month, and the new Beetles start at just $189 per month. These payments are for 39 months, require $2,000 up front, plus tax and license. And at Wilkins Volkswagen, there's no security deposit required. Wilkins has over 200 new Volkswagens in stock in a wide variety of models and colors. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal at Wilkins Volkswagen. Just minutes from the airport at Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers wanted.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
You know someone who wants to sell a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile? Then you got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. Tell them not to waste their weekends on want ads. Bring their vehicle to Maverick Motorsports. It's just $150 for an unlimited placement, and they pay when it sells or when they retrieve it. Maverick Motorsports takes the hassles out of selling. Check it out. It costs less than any newspaper ad. No waiting for appointments that don't show up. Way more buyer traffic than from a garage, plus no storing a motorcycle in the winter or snowmobile in the summer. Now, you know someone who wants to buy a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile. Again, you have got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. They have the selection of a dealer, but the prices of a private party. Plus, you can shop online. For info, go online to MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229. That's MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The Million Dollar Hotel Sessions produced more than just a soundtrack for Bono's film. One song that was left off the final film compilation will appear on an upcoming record by electronic artist Mosey Ann Worker. Mosey Ann Worker mastermind Adam Dorn says the song Air Suspension, featuring Bono on vocals, has been reworked for his upcoming record Oral and Hardy. The Zone Files, from e-commerce from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, presents another free listener appreciation concert, The Taste of Minnesota, from June 30th until July 4th on the state capitol grounds. Tons of food, fun, and excellent music.
Today on the Zone stage at 12:30, Spring Collection, 3 o'clock, Crumbler, 5:30, Bender, 8:30, Modern English.
For complete information, check out our website at zone105.com. The Taste of Minnesota, from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Long Beach Dub All-Stars will be in here soon enough. They were doing the Warped Tour out in Anaheim, which is probably an hour, 45 minutes away from where we are. And they're just getting off stage a little late, and they were hustling over. So they should pile into the studio anytime now. Until then, we'll talk to Jeremy, who's 14. Jeremy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Main show's awesome, man.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I wanted the slogan to be for the man show, but Comedy Central wouldn't let us do it. Was you'll laugh your jack off. You come up with something that that brilliant, they don't let you put it on a poster.
You can keep sort of chanting it here.
Wouldn't you say that encompasses the show?
Yeah.
You'll laugh your jack off?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All right, what's up there, Jeremy?
I'd really like to, if I could wait and speak to Long Beach Double Off.
Oh, all right, well, you can do that.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean...
All right, hold on.
I'd like to keep you on the line while we're waiting, though, just for some idle chatter. They should be in here in about 20 minutes.
Sweet.
What do you like about the man show? Did you see it last week?
No, I haven't catched in a long time. But...
Oh, I see. All right.
Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Fairfield, Ohio.
Oh, hey, Fairfield.
Yeah.
Outside Akron.
No, it's 30 minutes from Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's right outside Cincinnati. How's it going over there?
Yeah, it's pretty nice over here.
Yeah. What is it, about 2 hour time difference there?
What time is it over there?
3 is actually East Coast time.
Is it three in Ohio?
It's Cleveland 3 hours later.
It's 1:20.
That's 1:20, yeah, give it 3 hours. No, it's three, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging?
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy here yet?
No, that's 21 minutes.
Yeah. What, are you out on summer break?
Yep.
Yeah. What are you going to, 10th grade next year?
Freshman,
yeah. Oh, that's 9th grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big step, you know, high school now. You going out for any sports?
Wrestling and football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
What's the mascot?
Open up.
Yeah. What's the name of the high school team?
The Fairfield Indians.
Oh, the Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't have any problems with that?
No, they're trying to get changed, though.
Yeah. What do they want to get it to? The Running Jews or something like that? Or the Dagos or something? What are they going to change it to?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right.
I was in Cleveland last week, and I was looking at the Indian logo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a beautiful stadium. And it's like the most denigrating sort of Warner Brothers cartoon picture of an
Indian. Yeah, it's crazy big-nosed Indian. Yeah. It's like,
Kilroy was here.
Too much firewater Indian. Yeah, it's not a proud Indian. It's not the kind of Indian that'd be on a coin or something.
No, it's the worst cartoon that Warner Brothers ever spit out.
Yeah, the skinny arms, big belly, and a big nose.
Yeah.
And he's not holding a bottle
with a target on his rear.
He looks drunk, though.
Yeah.
He's running with that tomahawk. Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys here yet?
Yeah, those guys aren't here yet. What classes you gonna take next year?
Stuff.
Yeah, just stuff.
Yeah, just stuff.
Yeah, general stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. My mom does that stuff.
Your mom takes care of the classes.
Ceramics.
Yeah.
You ever think about majoring in ceramics?
Ceramics.
I was a ceramics major. Served me well. You know, I'm literally a millionaire now. Literally. You know, and I, Jeremy? Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are not here.
Oh, man.
Okay, buddy. Well, Jesus. What do you got? You be going for your learner's permit soon, right?
A couple years away.
Yeah. Your dad ever let you drive the car?
The van? What are you talking about?
You got a car? Your folks? Yeah.
Yeah, we got a van.
Yeah, you got any brothers or sisters?
I got a sister.
Yeah. Is she older or younger?
Older.
Yeah. Well, how old?
She's in college.
Oh, okay. Out of the house?
Yeah.
Where's she in college?
Yeah, where's she going to college?
Miami Oxford.
Oh.
Miami University of Oxford.
Sure, I went there.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the Indians, too. All right, is Long Beach Sub All-Stars here yet?
Uh-uh.
All right. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my plan of keeping you on the air until they show up, it didn't seem like a... It's
not working.
On retrospect, it's not a great plan.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Sweet.
It was nice getting to know you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on there. I wish someone would have taken the time to ask me those kinds of questions when I was 14. Corbin?
What's up?
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have two questions. Okay, yeah, my penis, right?
Right.
It's growing hair, and I want to know if it'll be a problem, like if it'll be hairy, like the pubic area or my ball sack.
Your ball sack is? How,
ball sack is the one thing they sell, like at the Universal Studios.
I thought the ball sacks invaded the Huns or something. And
he wrote as an author in France.
Oh, yeah, so maybe that's right.
because I had hairy balls, and, I see the hair particles growing.
Yeah, they'll never make it to the end. You'll be fine.
Because I have some hair, like, coming out already.
That's all right. Relax.
It's cool?
Yeah, you're okay.
All right. And my second question is...
Oh.
What do you do, drop off?
Anderson would have blocked that one, I think.
Anderson didn't... You didn't like the hum on his line?
He knew, so he was building up his own.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's right.
Well, how does he know?
How do we know things sometimes?
Oh, I don't know. We're paid to know stuff. Anderson, put him back on. How dare you? Corbin?
Yes.
All right, what's your second question?
Okay, now, I have a blister, like, kind of, like, thing around where I was circumcised.
Yeah.
And it's black.
Yeah.
And I want to know if that's, like, some sort of...
Just an old scar, probably.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Okay. Now... Listen, a lot of guys, they get circumcised, they get some scar tissue, and they get some discoloration down there.
Yep.
So, all bets are off. Chicks don't care about that.
Oh.
You know? They just keep the lights off.
How much prettier can it get?
The penis?
Yeah.
I think women are all right with the aesthetics of most penises. It's the ball sack that they have difficulty with. They're not crazy about that.
You can come with a ball sack, you know, those balls in like a globe, like a canvas globe that they... You see them selling those ball sacks?
A ball and a canvas globe?
In a sack, yeah.
Huh?
Where?
At Universal Studios City Walk, places like that.
Oh, listen, I don't have kids. I don't hang around at those tourist traps like you do. Drew spends a month at the Disneyland Hotel with his entire family. You're going to ruin those kids. Everything's going to be a big letdown. They're going to leave the nest. It's going to be one big letdown. Or maybe you're smart. Maybe they'll just hate all that crap.
Yeah.
They'll love Top Ramen and renting movies and, sitting home. And, your kids will heat up cans of corn on the stove, you know, and eat it with a plastic spoon and urinate in the sink like I do. And they'll probably be happy.
Hey, you can end up like you with a pleasant childhood, too.
That's true.
Literally.
Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 13. What's up?
I masturbate, like, maybe 4 to 5 times, like, on a good day. And I was wondering, like, what's, like, normal?
Yeah, that's
ahead of the curve.
For a 13-year-old girl, yeah. That's pretty good. Anything ever happen to you?
No. Not really.
Oh, boy. Adam, anything ever happened to you?
Oh.
No.
What happened?
What not really happened?
I wasn't, like, molested or anything.
Okay.
What did happen?
Nothing. My parents got divorced when I was, like, really young, and I was, like, going to, like, a lot of times, like, tough times and stuff.
A lot of tough times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, my mom and dad got divorced when I was, like 2.
Do you do drugs or alcohol yourself?
No.
Is there have a family history of alcoholism?
My dad was, like, an alcoholic.
Okay. Sometimes alcoholics use sexuality as a way of managing feelings, and they get sort of compulsive about it, more than the average person would.
Are you virgin?
Yeah.
I'm just worried this may be sort of a sign that you got that gene.
All right, so here's what Drew's saying, and it's kind of interesting, which is you have the alcoholic gene, which doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be an alcoholic. It just means you're going to get into stuff, could be gambling, could be drugs,
things that feel good to you feel extra good.
And you do a lot of them.
Right.
Oh, that's really what that gene is, right?
Well, it's two things. Is it things that all humans like to do because it feels good, feels extra good to them, so
right.
They use it more when they're feeling bad because it works so well. But the more treacherous part is that after you've done that a few times, it triggers an autonomous drive that requires you to keep going after these stimuli.
Right.
Even when they don't work anymore.
All right. So, and then the point is something like this could then transfer to some substance
right.
at some point.
Right.
Maybe soon.
Right.
So, what should Jessica do?
Have you been depressed?
No, I'm not depressed at all.
At all?
I get, good grades on school.
Are you bored?
Huh?
You get bored easily?
No.
No. All right. Well, how about, why don't you, if it feels a little excessive to you, why don't you just try to exercise a little restraint?
Okay.
Like, you know.
Literally exercise.
Yeah, why don't you go out and run around the block? I mean, every time you feel like masturbating, do a push-up.
Okay.
There you go. And say,
yeah, that's your advice. Say, I want you to do that for 2 days.
Say 100 Hail Marys.
I want you to do that for 2 days and see what happens.
I hit myself in the penis with a Bible every time I feel like masturbating.
And you can stop at 500 push-ups.
Jesus Christ, what a build I'd have. I'd be doing calendars right now if I didn't be in here. I'd be so good looking, I'd be doing like 3 and 4 month calendars. I'd be the only guy out there who had a 4 month calendar. I was that built. Now, listen, this is boredom, this is depression, and this is a whole bunch of other stuff. You're 13, you have to spend X amount of time in a pool. That's it.
Swimming?
You got to frolic. Whatever.
Water's 13-year-old, it's a trouble.
There's not enough Marco Polo going on.
I see.
Said.
No more activity. That's true.
I spent the better part of my life playing Marco Polo. Thank goodness, too, because I like the ceramics major in high school. It's really paying dividends today. Really paying off. So, anyway, I don't know. Limit yourself to once a day. Janice?
Yes?
You're 30. What's up?
Well, I have a hard time climaxing with traditional vaginal sex.
Oh, I hear you.
Pardon me?
Yeah, me too.
So I tend to prefer anal sex.
True too.
If there's going to be a long-term problem with that, are there any side effects?
Are you having any problems?
No, not that I know of, but...
How much anal sex are you doing in lineal feet? I mean, how often are you engaging in anal sex?
Would that be, how would you measure
it? 2 to 3 times a week.
Well, here's how you would measure anal sex in lineal feet.
Each plunge would
each
be
plunge,
measured end to end.
If a man had a 6-inch penis, when he plunged in that's 6 inches. Cha-ching, 6 inches. Pull out, plunge it again. So for every 2 plunges.
12 inches.
That's a foot.
I see.
Okay.
It's not the different penises lined up end to end.
No, not at all. So that's how you measure anal sex in lineal feet.
I
think the Europeans do it that way.
Well, clearly.
Well, it's metric.
Metric, of course.
But the point is, 10 feet would represent 20 plunges if the guy had a 6-inch penis.
20, yes, right.
That'd be 20 lineal feet.
Got it.
And the average anal sex plunge... A number is between 85 and 105 plunges.
In your study?
According to my clinical study. So, therefore,
yours
be around.
Is on heterosexual?
It'd be about 50 feet per anal sex encounter.
Given that data.
So, if you're doing more than, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 lineal feet a year, you may do some damage to that area, according to my study.
Okay.
Now, we're going to try to find that out with Janice. Janice, how long is your husband's penis?
It's about 7.5, 8.
Oh, okay, now that's really hard to calculate.
Well, you know, and I was thinking the math you were talking about would be very difficult to do while having sex.
I know, but you get a little clicker counter, just like a bouncer does in front of a club.
Okay.
You know, the guy's coming in, ching, 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 ching. You know, they can get 500, 600 people in there and know exactly the head count. Okay.
And then I would wait until afterwards to calculate and find out exactly how much damage is occurring.
Right. So seven and a quarter, it would take like, instead of 2 plunges, it'd be like 1.85 plunges per foot. Okay. Now, how many times a week are you engaging in this?
Probably about 2 to 3.
2 to 3 times. And how long is he back there usually?
Oh, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, maybe?
10 to 15 minutes, because there's usually about 18 plunges per minute. So,
well, and it's kind
10
of
minutes, 10 to 15, you could be 250, 225 plunges. At, you're really in what I call the danger of brown zones here, Janice.
That's bad.
Are you using sufficient lubricant?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Buy a lot of KY.
All right.
You could cause some anal pathology. There is certainly such a thing, and I don't know how much risk there is, frankly, but...
Doesn't your body
adjust?
Sort of tell you when you're doing it damage?
Yeah, it hurts.
Sometimes? Most of the time?
Yeah, you worry that the muscle down there could be sort of, you know, changed. Unlike the vagina, which is designed to take a good deal of stretching.
All right, but let me ask about the ass for
I know some of your favorite topics. So. Plunge on.
Okay. The vagina, is it always open to some degree? We have a OBGYN
actually,
here.
There's some with arousal, there's some opening.
Back to me right now. But is the vagina...
No, it's usually during arousal, though, it can open a little bit.
Is it clamped shut? You mean all day while chicks are at work? Is the vagina closed?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Closed? But it's not closed like your anus is closed.
No, that's true.
My anus is puckered, it's just bit a lemon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
And so then the anus is, I mean, it's really clamped shut.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
And then you have a bowel movement, and the thing opens up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've taken a micrometer to most of my movements, and they're about the width of a good penis, oftentimes.
Well, you're comparing it to yours.
The point is, the Duke is about the width of a penis, right?
Are you high?
I'm not high. I'm not. I should be. But you tell me, what is larger, the average penis in circumference or the average bowel movement?
The average penis.
The average penis?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to come over to my house. Especially, I may barbecue this weekend. I think you should come by.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. The average penis is marginally wider around than the average bowel movement. But I've certainly let some go that are wider in my penis or many a penis. I really am. Relax over there, Anderson. I'm on a roll here. Therefore,
somebody has a musical comedy.
The anus is made to expand and contract quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, like the vagina, maybe
not like the vagina, not the baby's head.
Vagina.
Not a baby's head coming out of your anus.
My buddy Chris let a Duke go so big one that it spun around when we flushed it and left a continuous hash mark, a halo of crap, unbroken all the way around the toilet until it cracked in the middle from its own weight and went down. That was bigger than a baby's head. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to pursue this more. Hopefully Long Beach Dub All-Stars will be here after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Commercials are more effective if you use real people. So on the line is Angie McPhee, a Geico auto insurance customer who saved over $300. This is not an actor we hired to play Angie McPhee. It's the Angie McPhee. So in your own words, tell us, are you Angie McPhee?
Yes.
There. Unmistakable proof that Geico customers are real and save money. In 15 minutes, you could save 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
This June, the biggest names in heavyweight boxing are taking Showtime by storm. Mike Tyson. He's still the most ferocious man to get in the ring. Mike Tyson. He won't quit till he's champion again. But first, he must get by the big right hand of Lou Savarese. 39 wins, 32 knockouts, and one big dream. Mike Tyson. Name any other heavyweight you'd rather see fight. Tyson versus Savarese, Saturday, June 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Only on Showtime with no limits.
This summer, Rick's Cabaret is the place to be. Daytime or nighttime, Rick's is always jumping. It's your favorite bar with your favorite ladies, and now it's your favorite party spot with an awesome calendar of summer fun. Check out 2-for-1 Tuesdays with some amazing exotic fun. Featuring 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 p.m. That means you buy one, you get one free. Plus, if you stop into Rick's with the ticket stuff from that night's sporting event, you'll get in for free. Stop into Rick's Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. You can get satisfied in more ways than one at Rick's. Also, swing into happy hour every weekday from 4 to 7 p.m. and enjoy half-price drinks. Monday kicks off the week right. You'll find the Twin Cities' most eligible amateurs competing for cash and prizes on Rick's main stage. Wednesday is poker night at Rick's. For each table dance you get a car. That's simple. All you need to do is assemble a winning poker hand, and you can win free bar tabs and dinners. Work downtown in the service industry? Then you need to swing into Rick's for service industry nights, Sundays, for great drink specials. Rick's Cabaret, conveniently located in downtown Minneapolis on the corner of 3rd and 3rd.
The Fireworks and Savings Sales event is going on now at Wilkins Volkswagen. During this special celebration, Wilkins has slashed prices on every vehicle in stock through July 5th. 2000 Golf start at just $14,995. Well-equipped Jettas with air, automatic, and more are priced from $16,995. Wilkins Volkswagen also has two special July lease packages. 2000 Passats priced from $249 per month, and the new Beetle start at just $189 per month. These payments are for 39 months, require $2,000 up front, plus tax and license. And at Wilkins Volkswagen, there's no security deposit required. Wilkins has over 200 new Volkswagens in stock in a wide variety of models and colors. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal at Wilkins Volkswagen. Just minutes from the airport at Highway 110 and South Robert at 494. On the road of life, there are passengers and there are drivers. Drivers wanted.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
You know someone who wants to sell a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile? Then you got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. Tell them not to waste their weekends on want ads. Bring their vehicle to Maverick Motorsports. It's just $150 for an unlimited placement, and they pay when it sells or when they retrieve it. Maverick Motorsports takes the hassles out of selling. Check it out. It costs less than any newspaper ad. No waiting for appointments that don't show up. Way more buyer traffic than from a garage, plus no storing a motorcycle in the winter or snowmobile in the summer. Now, you know someone who wants to buy a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile? Again, you have got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. They have the selection of a dealer, but the prices of a private party. Plus, you can shop online. For info, go online to MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229. That's MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung.
That's all that I love.
Missing Persons with Dale Bosio. Walker Siegel. And She Loves Jezebel. July 29th at the Quest. Zone 105 wants you to win tickets.
That's it, baby.
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard, and we'll pick winners at random. The Club 80s Flashback Tour featuring Wang Chung, Missing Persons with Dale Bosio, A Flock of Seagulls, and She Loves Jezebel. Live from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Okay, back to bowel movement.
Wait. Yeah, I think in fact, I have to sort of close this topic. I was talking to the obstetrician outside who said the vagina is closed all the time.
It is. Collapsed. Well, I mean...
Although, I'll tell you, with arousal, it will
open. Through my experience, it is not only closed, but it has a sign on it.
Off limits.
Out for lunch.
Yeah. Dangerous.
My vagina is the size of a 50-gallon drum.
Now, as far as the anal sex thing, yeah, people can cause hemorrhoids and rips and pathology, and this, you know, you have to wear a condom because you can transmit sexually transmitted diseases, the infection. It's worth noting that it's, you know.
Okay, here's my point, my layman's point with the anus. I would like my anus to be the last part that wears out on me. I want it to be the last thing that goes.
This is what you pray about?
I break the body up into parts, you know, brain, heart, lungs.
Yeah, the brain, heart,
all that stuff. That I don't need. Or it could go. I could make it the last few years without that.
Seeing your grandfather or something? Is that what?
I'm just saying.
Where'd you get this plan?
I would like my anus to go either the day my heart goes or the day after.
Yeah.
I like my anus to go when I'm in the casket.
We'll get a colostomy for you.
That's my point. I don't want my anus to wear out before my other parts do.
But I'm just saying, before it does, we can just bypass the whole thing.
Oh, and save the mileage, like
No, just before it wears out, just put it on, put it, shelve it, get rid of it. Do away with it.
I'd like to wait till it goes before I I shelve it.
Well, you said you didn't want to experience that.
I could handle, you know, the hour and a half it took me to drive into the surgery room. That's all I'm saying. But my point is I don't want too much trauma to that area. All right, Drew?
Yeah.
Long Beach Dub All-Stars theoretically are going to be walking in here. And God knows what kind of shape, by the way, after the Warped Tour in the long van ride over here. But they should be coming in here soon. Sierra?
Yep.
You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, like, I'm bisexual, okay? And, like, I've been with chicks and I've been with guys.
14.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What's going on in the background there?
Oh, it's my radio.
All right.
Do I need to turn it down?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, idiots. Suzette?
Hello?
You're 16, you fantasize about rough sex?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, Dr. Drew, I love you.
Thank you, Suzette.
Okay, well, I have a, like, normal life, right? I'm going to be 17, and I'm going to graduate high school this year. And I just, like, every time, like, I think about it, it's like, I have to have rough sex. I don't like it, like, soft, like, you know, it's just, I want to be dominated and submissed into having it.
Yeah, how much rough sex have you had?
Well, not a lot. Like, all the guys I've been with, they, like, they do it slow and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
High school boys. I'd show you.
Are you able to tell them that?
Actually, the guy I'm with now, I tell him, but he says he can't do it.
Huh. Well, how much rough sex do you want?
Like, I just want to be, like, I guess, like, held down and, like, forced to doing it.
If anything, I want to be dominated.
Oh, Drew, please. Do you want, like, rape scenarios?
Yeah.
You do. And so what happened? Anything ever happened to you?
Well, my mom used to beat me.
Okay.
Well, there you go. All right, well. Where's your dad?
Well, my dad lives in Meriden, and he's far away.
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Oh, I see. All right.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're on in Connecticut, and we're on the buzz over there. we're on the quiet storm. What goes on? Why did your mom beat you? What is she, Italian or Mexican?
No, she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, well, there you go. That's Mexican and Italian. I knew it. When moms start beating, that's a wacky nationality. it's true. All right. So you got a crazy, hot-blooded Puerto Rican mom, and she smacked you around. And now you bring that into the bedroom. All right.
That's the way that works. You understand that, Suzette?
Yeah.
Those sorts of traumatic arousals in childhood then become sexual arousals later.
But how can I, like, get over this, I guess?
I'm not sure you can, really. I mean, I guess you could if you learn how to deal with aggressions differently.
Well, okay, but what about this? What if she gets a little therapy for her mom beating her?
Yeah, yeah.
This would probably not go away, but it would subside a little bit, wouldn't you say?
I would think. And then maybe not make some bad choices with partners. And then if some of it is sort of a preference, then it's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little rough trade. You're going to find the right guy. All right, we're going to take a little break. The Long Beach Dub All-Stars are here. They're in fine form, as I said. What's that? Drinking a beer. And we'll bring the guys in, and we'll be back after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
What does it mean to be cup crazy?
Holmes up behind the net. Backhands it to the crease. Save. Rebound. Score. Dallas wins. Mike Modano.
You got to really sacrifice physically and emotionally for 2 months to keep playing and just kind of live to see another day. And that one gleaming moment of being on top of the world, I think that's what we all strive to do.
Follow the Stanley Cup playoffs every night on ESPN and ESPN2 and every weekend on ABC.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front, with number one dance hits by tag team Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 non-stop hits, the best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualifying, you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Benefit both your house and community this summer. Ride or volunteer with the Habitat 500 Bike Ride July 16th through the 22nd. This blood drive covers 500 miles over 7 days with the Northerly Loop beginning and ending in Stillwater. Over 85% of the funds raised go directly toward the construction of affordable homes built through Habitat for Humanity. For more details, contact Twin Cities Habitat at 612-331-4090 or visit their website at habitat500.org. It's been said that success is only real when challenged. Challenges have been overcome. Face the challenge with us.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Modern Rock Icons The Psychedelic Furs are back in business after almost a decade apart. Richard Butler, Tim Butler, and John Ashton decided to reform after some spring writing sessions sparked interest among the Butler brothers to do another Furs album. Richard Butler says, quote, "When Tim saw all the songs I had, he asked about doing another Furs record, and then our manager called about doing some shows, so it seemed like the time was right. Because we're not exactly sure what to expect from ourselves or the audience, the whole idea of being in the Psychedelic Furs again is exciting. The band will play a few solo warm-up dates before hitting the road on July 7th with the B-52s and the Go-Go's. The Zone Files from e-commerce from U.S. West and alternative classics, Zone 105.
Keep tuned to Zone 105 all 4th of July weekend for your chance to explore Minnesota. Zone 105 has been sending our listeners all over the world on alternative classic vacations. And then we got to thinking, well, why party all over the world when you can party in your own backyard? Zone 105 wants you to explore Minnesota.
Okay. Did you shotgun up here from the Twin Cities with them other guys? Hey there, that's a pretty nice truck.
Zone 105 wants to send you on a 3-day, 2-night stay at the Villas at Giants Ridge. You'll stay in a luxury 3-bedroom villa with a fireplace and a glorious view of Wind Lake. Pontooning, kayaking, and golf await you at the Villas at Giants Ridge. We'll also throw in a 6-pack of Hams Light, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Lutefisch, and all the Minnesotans you can handle.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but some guys might call it Lutefisch. Yeah, but don't worry about it. No big deal.
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your 3 favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian and Mary pick a winner at random. It's the All-American 4th of July weekend giveaway. Explore Minnesota from the Villas of Giants Ridge and Alternative Classics.
Okay, then. Have a happy 4th of July weekend. Okay, bye now.
Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Long Beach Dub All-Stars, at least half of them have come in here. Opie Ross and Eric are all here just off the stage. Of
what's up, people?
Yeah. Drew, quiet down now. I'm trying to get to the interview, what? Ross. Through doing the Warped Tour, and that was at Anaheim. That was out in the parking lot, right?
Yep.
The first I heard, I thought that was kind of weird that the event was going on in the parking lot of the venue, which is kind of strange because it doesn't do that. I mean, where else do you go to a venue and go in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Then I go to the venue. If you're just
you sit in the parking lot and drink out of the back of your trailer hitch, you know?
Right.
Have a barbecue, and then you go in and it's already tossed. But
no, why not find a big field somewhere?
Well, right. Basically, we're just carnies. You know?
Yeah, we're carnies.
And carnies don't get to go inside amphitheaters.
Porta potties are cool.
Now, we had Papa Roach in here last night.
Papa Roach?
And they were talking about the Warped Tour. You guys are doing a leg of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're doing the whole thing.
Oh, you're doing the entire thing?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Who's doing the entire thing? Because most bands are doing, like, legs, right?
Yeah, like five or six bands that are on the whole thing. Like, no,
they can't hang. We're going the whole way.
Right. Who else is going the whole way?
No Effects is going the whole way, and... who else?
TSOL's
only going halfway. Green Day.
Milli Vanilli.
We wish TSOL was
Mighty
going
Mighty
way.
Boss Tones.
Are they the Boss Tones going
that
way?
Yeah, those guys are cool cats. Yeah.
Oh, I love them. Real nice guys.
Yeah, really stand up.
Actually, I don't know who's going like the whole way at all except us.
And where does it go? I don't even know if we'll make it. We got tomorrow in Anaheim, and then it's off to where?
Yeah, we're going
to
play the same exact set.
Good. No, everyone's so effed up, they'll never know.
After Anaheim, where are we going from there?
Canada.
I think we're going
to San Francisco.
Yeah, we're going to San Francisco, man.
Oh, good. All right.
San Fran freak show.
You know that Long Beach is the only place besides Frisco with the biggest amount of homosexuals?
Oh, really?
Thank you, Ralph, for bringing that up.
Every town must have a place where phony hippies meet. Yes. Psychedelic dungeons popping up on every street.
You're gay.
Go to San Francisco.
Wow.
Frank Zappa for you.
Frank Zappa lives forever.
All right, we will hear something from the Long Beach Dub All Stars. Maybe we should
Frank Zappa.
Actually, we just heard something. But
just play Frank Zappa.
There's a song called My Way when Sid was singing for us.
No, we're gonna play. My Own Life.
Okay? All right.
All right, you down with that?
That's a jam, man.
Word up.
Oh, but Anderson doesn't have the CD yet, does he? Oh, he does. All right, we're in good shape.
We can hum a few bars.
No, we got it. This is off of Right Back. This is My Own Life.
Tim.
Hey, we have to say, Fletcher told me that I have to have at least 6 patrol cars come to the DJ stand.
What is, wait, where is Pennywise? What are they doing?
They're chilling at the Warped Tour with us today.
And how's Fletch?
I saw him at the Weenie Road.
Oh,
we embraced.
Oh, you did?
We embraced.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I heard he got conked in the head or something.
Yeah, he did. Somebody had broke a bottle over his head and he was in the hospital. He's fine, though. He's fine.
Would that make a difference to Fletch?
No, listen.
No, you can't hurt steel.
No, you could drop a full keg out of an airplane on him and it wouldn't have done anything.
He'd just be like,
He's all right. Now, what's he drinking? Is he switched to just beer?
Yes.
Actually, he's got us hooked on Zima, dude.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. You know what I mean?
Really?
It's horrible.
But he's not drinking. Was he off of hard stuff?
I think every once in a while he just has a blackout drunk. You know what I mean?
He told me he was. He's not had any hard liquor since he was in here. But he's quadrupled down on the beer, of course.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right.
Since he had a whole trunk full of alcohol.
Since he saw TSOL play, he's cross-dressing now, from what I heard.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
You ever seen Fletcher in a muumuu?
No. No. I'm scared to see Fletcher in a field. I'd be frightened.
His hand.
Yeah.
If he laid his hand on and or my back, our backs would disappear.
Yeah, he's really
that big.
You called your lawyer.
The only guy bigger than Fletcher is Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker who comes out with all those cassettes and everything, with the guy with the huge head and teeth.
Yeah.
That's the only guy. And William the Refrigerator Perry.
Even him.
Wesley Willis.
Wesley Willis is huge.
Oh, you mean the crazy black guy?
Yeah.
Things, all those songs that
not. Hello, Corolla.
I'm on quite a long tour with him, and I can tell you stories that would last.
I miss him.
Yeah. Cool.
Sierra.
Yep.
You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
You're on with the Long Beach Dub All Stars.
Okay. Hello. No, but I really don't have a question for them, though.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Next question.
No, you guys are really cool.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, how I said, how I'm 14 and I'm, bisexual and stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, how could I tell, my mom and crap like that, my family?
Tell her right now.
Oh, Mia.
You want to, why do you want to tell your mom, by the way?
No, it's not something I have to do, but it's sooner or later she's going to find out, no matter what.
How many women have you been?
What are you going to, try to make a pass at her?
Shut up, Ross.
How many women have you been with?
Three or four.
You know. 3 or 4, which is it?
You should look forward to a nice career in porn.
And how many men you been with?
Listen around.
I don't know, a few.
What have you decided that happened to her?
Yeah. What happened to you?
Nothing? No.
Never raped or molested, nothing like that?
Mm-mm.
Just a liar.
Just good old bisexual?
Yeah.
All right.
Seriously, nothing's ever happened.
All right.
Why are you talking about this? When did it first happen?
When was
the first time?
Why were you
reverse?
Why would any 14-year-old want to stand up and tell their parents anything about their sexual experiences?
I don't know. Eventually she's going to find out. You know?
Yeah, but she may not find out for another 5 years. So why don't you wait till you move out and take your freaks out, all right?
Wait till you bring home Helga to meet her on your wedding day.
All right.
Okay.
And remember, rainbows are for kids.
Listen, Jerry, you don't have to say anything to her for a while.
Hey, I'm very proud of her.
Unless you're troubled about her behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't say anything. That's all.
Well, her behavior is a lot of control.
Yeah,
you're cool.
Gabe?
Hello.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, guys, congratulations on the CD. It's really great.
Thanks a lot, man.
Kidding.
Hey, are you guys going to be touring with Barrington Levy anytime soon?
It's possible.
Yeah?
It's definitely possible. We did a short tour with them before.
Unfortunately, we can't do it on the Warped Tour because we only have a half an hour set.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, we'd play for 3 hours with them, and it would be fun, but we can't have Barrington out and just have him do one song because he will do a half an hour song.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Barrington?
Barrington Levy,
legend,
legendary singer from Jamaica.
Respect. Maximum respect. Yeah, you recognize the respect.
I don't know. I'm not into reggae.
I just got back from Jamaica for a week. Maybe if you listen to our album.
You don't know that one?
Oh, yeah, I do. Now I know it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, listen, I just had an ass full of reggae. I'm telling you, 1 week in Jamaica, nonstop. Reggae. It's amazing how the music is that island and the island is that music. And I don't know what other place where there's one brand of music that is for that area and that's it. You know what I mean?
You know, it's illegal to hear.
Reggae is all over though. Yeah, I heard they got guys just running up to your bus, just pants full of weed, like, hey, what do you want? $20.
At the airport, they run up to you and it's just huge bags of weed.
Seriously?
So where'd you
get? Oh yeah.
Where'd you get?
Yeah, we got back to our compound.
No, what'd you get at the airport?
Oh,
what'd you pick up, man?
We got in the car and we stayed at the place that the guy from Island Records owns. It's the Gold Eye Palace. Yeah.
Chris Blackwell.
Yeah.
Peter Tosh called him Chris Whitewurst.
Yeah. It was I don't care what color he is. He's got a nice pad over there.
Yeah. Let's go down there and party with the Stones.
All right. Spicoli. Catherine.
Hi.
Hey, you're 21.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
When I'm having sex, I'll be on the top and I get really wet, but when I get on, like, when I'm on the bottom and the guy's on top, I'm, like, really dry.
When you're on the bottom and the guy's on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not rubbing your clitoris.
You're like a waterfall.
Or you just would make
it.
I don't like it. It's not a preference for her.
Yeah, that's not your position.
It's not.
Well, obviously, ask your vagina. You got cotton mouth.
You ever tried Astroglide?
No, what is that?
It's a water-soluble lubricant.
Is that bad for, like, your vagina and all that stuff?
No, it's good.
It's like...
Try it on your back.
It's food for your vagina.
It's pretty key.
Oh.
It's what motor oil is to a car.
Oh, okay.
It's like Valvoline, baby.
Just
drop your arse.
Vaginally.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. So try, if you get dry, try some of that KY or that Astroglide or something.
Right.
And then you could do that position.
Or maybe a little more foreplay.
More foreplay?
Yeah, go for that.
Well, I already have enough as it is.
I've got to lick it before we kick it.
All right, well, why do you do that position if you don't like it?
Well, just because, like, to satisfy the guy, you know?
You know that he likes it?
Yeah, like, I don't know if he likes it or not, but you know how guys are. They like to be in demanding sometimes.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, then you...
That's right.
Is this one guy?
Wouldn't you say that more than being demanding or in control, guys want to do whatever works?
Guys want to do usually what chicks want to do because guys are already doing it. And they want to do it more, and they want to do it for as long as they can.
Wait a minute here.
Not true?
Sometimes you work real hard, you know,
right.
And you just want to chill.
You work real hard, like, all day, and
you
get home and you
want
to chill?
Yeah, you just want to just, kick back and,
Yeah, but then she can get on top if you want to chill,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, well, that's...
He's saying he likes it. My point is, you like it or dislike it, what guys primarily like is whatever the girl's into. That's the most important thing.
I would say get a bunch of mirrors in your room, and that'll help out a lot.
Yeah, in the lubricant. Jason?
Yeah. Hi.
You're 18.
You betcha.
What's up?
Well, Adam, I'd just like to say I liked you when you were on Conan. That was the coolest.
When he bombed?
Thanks.
He tanked.
How dare you, Drew.
They told me they were embarrassed. It was uncomfortable to watch.
Hey, you should go play a rusty trombone.
I didn't win the crowd over, if that's what you're talking about.
Just a bunch of lesbians.
We like him, too. He wears Speedos when he's talking to us.
Adam's in Speedos right now.
That's right.
Yep.
All right.
It's a thong, baby.
Well, to be fair to me, it's hot in here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so what's going on there, Jason?
Not too much. Every time I have sex, I use a condom. I'm a pretty safe sex kind of guy.
Right.
Well, anyways, every time I've finished, I finish,
you ejaculate?
Know, yeah.
Right.
You put the rubber on.
You're
the
done.
Well, after I've... I've pulled out and
yes.
I went to the bathroom. You know, I got clean up.
Right.
There's a squishy, stringy, like cottage cheese-like substance. Like,
maybe she has a yeast infection.
Oh, man. You gotta go to a different hooker.
Oh, yeah? It's like in big clumps at the base of my penis.
It could be normal, but it's probably just
you. Well, wait a minute. You think that's you or her?
Have you tried tasting it?
I think it's her.
Tell her to take a shower.
Grab a cracker.
Grab a
cracker. She may have a little yeast infection.
That's right.
Yeah, well, it's been going on for quite a long time.
Well, they can harbor that down there for years.
Or it could just be her normal discharge.
Hey, why don't you...
She's probably got a bad attitude, too.
Maybe you like break bread, yes? Maybe?
Jason, tell her to go to gynecologist. And she's got a little yeast infection.
And wash her ass.
Does it smell?
Tell her to go to
gynecologist. It smells horrible.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, the bad smell is usually indicative of vaginal infection.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to be treated with antibiotics or antibiotics cream.
Get rid of her.
One of the things she could do is try some over-the-counter yeast medication to start with, even before she sees the doctor. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Does she have insurance?
Tell her to eat yogurt.
Eat yogurt.
Does she have insurance?
Yeah.
All right. Tell her to use it.
All right. Well, then you're all good, man. You don't have to go to Harvard.
I don't know. I heard you can get castrated if your chick has a yeast infection.
Who's going to castrate you? Them?
That's what Drew told me, man.
Yep.
Drew, what'd you say?
I said the East Police will come.
Oh, I see. Listen, go to the gynecologist and get it straightened out. That's please. All. Yes, for all of us. Josh?
Hey.
You're 23.
That's me.
You're on with the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
That's cool. Haven't heard much from you guys, but from what I've heard, I've liked you guys so far.
All right.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Just don't rile up the band. They're drunk and they're tired.
There.
Don't agitate them.
Alrighty.
What's up, Josh?
Okay, this past weekend, my girlfriend told me she has herpes, but she has never had an outbreak below the waist, and I want to know if I can get herpes.
Where does she have the outbreaks?
She has them, like, around her mouth.
Yeah. The problem is she walks on her hands.
Okay. Sure, of course she can transmit it from her mouth to your genital area, and she can also transfer from her mouth to your mouth.
And she will, too.
Who's she been kissing on, Holmes?
But the risks are relatively small when there's no sort of prodrome, no burning or indication that she's about to have an outbreak.
Okay.
All right, so...
However, it's possible it could be transmitted even then.
All right.
She's crazy.
So your plan, your job is not to let it get from her lip to your junk.
Okay.
You understand?
All right, so no BJs.
Well, you can get a BJ, but not when she's having one or close to an outbreak or something like that.
Are you ugly?
You know what I'm saying?
Can't you get a new chick? What are you wearing?
All right, Josh. All right, you're fine.
See you later, John.
All right.
Slim. All right.
Good times. All right, let's see. Corey.
Hey.
You're 13. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey.
I was on last night, remember, with the small penis?
Oh, that's right. Corey with the small penis.
Yeah, and I talked to Papa Roach.
Yeah, that's right. Small penis, large scrotum.
Hey, you're only 13, dog. It'll grow. Come on.
Large scrotum, right?
As I said last night.
Quit pulling on it.
Yeah.
Just keep pulling on it, you know?
He was the small penis, large scrotum.
Right. All right. So what's up, Corey? Is your penis growing?
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
All right.
Good job.
Why are you calling us again?
Yeah,
we'll like see. To talk about your penis to millions
yeah,
of people.
I'll tell Papa Roach for you, all right?
Yeah, we'll tell Papa Roach that the penis advice worked out.
Put you on the guest list.
How do you get through to this show two nights in a row, by the way, when we have people say they've been calling for 3 months and can't get through?
I don't know. Last time I got on, the first time I tried.
Oh, my God. All right, so what do you want?
Yeah, sometimes when I pee, I pee in two different streams.
That's right.
I think Dr. Drew called it peeing fork or something.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that?
Split urine.
I do that every morning.
Cross the stream. Sometimes they call it the Prince Albert.
Well, that's a piercing, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a piercing. Maybe you got a booger on it.
But you ever do that where you get up in the morning and you're standing in front of the toilet and you're standing right in front of the toilet and you're pointing your junk right at the toilet and you're peeing on some magazines and like a potpourri basket and nothing's going in?
Ramp?
Nothing's going
maybe
in.
It's crusty.
And then once in a while, so then you straighten it out, like Like you compensate? Like you start actually, you face your penis at the magazine rack so it goes into the toilet, but then it straightens out magically, and now you're really just pissing into the magazine rack?
It means some sort of urethral irritation. Even soaps and things masturbating can cause that irritation, but it also can be a sign of a sexually transmitted disease.
It seems to happen in the morning more.
He said masturbating.
You've been masturbating. Oh, sorry.
Why in the morning, Drew?
You're 13. I was pulling it three times a day when I was 13. Don't worry about it, dog.
Hey, you're down to 2.5 now.
How do you explain morning wood? Morning wood is multiplicity of factors, primarily a spinal reflex that's initiated through stretch in the bladder. And Dr. also the...
We call that a bonheur.
And also the actual
speaks French.
The urine itself tends to decrease some of the outflow of blood.
I'm telling you something.
And some of the normal aspects of sleep cycles cause erection. So at least three things can be.
You're dreaming about all kinds of nonsense, right?
Okay, I think it's just made so you can hold your towel when you're going to the bathroom.
It's primarily a spinal reflex.
Well, tell the viewers about priapism.
Priapism?
Yeah, priapism.
Painful erection that will not go away.
For how long?
For a long time.
I had one of those on mushrooms before, man.
Really?
The problem with that...
That's got to be a buzzkill.
Still hasn't gone away.
The problem with that is that when it does go away, it oftentimes doesn't come back.
All right, so I'd like to keep it.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, I'd ask the doc.
I got a good joke about it. Get it while it's getting good, right?
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, you want to hear the joke?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy walks in to a grocery store, and there's two women working there. And he says, I've got this problem. I've got a priapism, and it just won't go down. And she goes, okay, well, let me see what I... He's all, what can you give me for it? And she goes into the back with the other lady, and she comes out, and she goes, well, we'll give you about $50 and a partnership in our drugstore.
I wish I was drunk. I'd really be laughing my ass off.
All the drunk people out there will appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We got Long Beach Dub All-Stars here. I think...
I need a cigarette.
Maybe we'll hear something else from them too, before the night is through.
What's up with the kickdown?
All right, after this.
Hey, Dr. Blue.
Yo, Mark
Wine
will be right back, homie.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800. Before we make fun of your job.
If you're interested in learning about printing and graphics production, you should visit Dunwoody's one-of-a-kind training facility at the Printing Open House July 26th. Contact Tracy today at 612-374-5800 for details.
Did you know that today you can join the Army for as little as 2 years? You heard right, 2 years. Qualifying, you can take advantage of paid Army training and a great benefit package. And you'll still be eligible for Army benefits, such as money for college, 30 days paid vacation, and more. Not bad for just 2 years' work, but you have to make the first move. So call 1-800-USA-ARMY today. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, men's shoes and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Grammy. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two backs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
The Fireworks of Savings sales event is going on now at Wilkins Toyota. During this special celebration, Wilkins has slashed prices on every vehicle in stock through July 5th. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are incredible deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well equipped with automatic, full power, AM/FM cassette, and more, are only $69.95. But you must hurry, only a handful remain. And through July 5th, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000s, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, RAVs, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. This is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there.
That'd be screaming.
That's Dr. Drew right there.
That's Drew screaming.
It's all looked out.
Devil horns up in the air. Long Beach Dub All-Stars are in here. They're
representing
off the war.
Can I give a little shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
To my family, Christina, and my little baby Benjamin at home.
And
I'd like to do the same for my kid, Billy and Jessica.
Jack, little Mia and Sophia.
Turned a year old.
I want to say a shout-out to the House of Woe in Long Beach.
Drew, any shout-outs?
No.
Okay. All right. You ready to go here?
Yeah.
All right. Where get we back on the phones. Oh, go to the phones. Okay. Autumn?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
Well, my boyfriend's birthday's coming up, and he wanted me to, like, give him, like, heads or a blowjob or something, and it's, like, my first time, and I have braces.
Uh-huh. And he's turning 37?
No.
No. How old is he?
He's 14.
He's 14. Oh, I wanted one of those when I was 14, too. I never did.
I got my first one when I was 14.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a Huffy.
Can he ollie kick flip to grind?
Autumn?
Yeah.
Can he ollie kick flip to grind?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Neither.
I think it's a skateboard thing.
Can he skate?
Can he skate good?
Me?
Does he play him, your boyfriend. Does he surf?
No, he, like...
Is he, a bum?
No.
Do you ride a skateboard, Autumn?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. So, okay. He wants a BJ, and you don't know if you want to give it to him.
Yeah.
I see.
No, I don't think you want it.
How long have you guys been going out?
For about a month.
About a month. And how far have you gotten so far?
Have you destroyed his life yet?
That's
in month number two. How far have you gotten?
I've been out with him like twice.
That's it?
Yeah.
Has he caught the feel or anything?
Take it slow, Autumn. Come on. I know he's sort of pushing the limits.
Just say no. You're only 14.
Yeah.
Don't be in a big hurry.
You want to be a hoe?
Guys will keep asking you for things that they want from now on. You don't have to say yes.
Yeah, he doesn't
blow him unless he has a car.
He would probably throw him in his pants before they even came off.
Can't even
All right,
date.
So, Autumn, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Right, why don't you compromise and give him a handy for Christmas?
Okay.
That's a nice stocking stuffer.
I think we stopped her in the tracks when the image of him sperming in his pants. Came flying from Long Beach to
Long Beach. Liked that.
All right, Autumn. Tell him Drew said you not to do it.
All right.
Here's better yet. Tell him you talked to your dad. You guys sat down, discussed the pros and the cons, and your dad decided it wasn't a good idea.
He'll get the shotgun out.
Right. All right?
All right.
All right there. All right. Well, I hope that poor kid wasn't listening. Is this Shan?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's that?
Sounds just like Autumn.
First, I just want to say hi to Drew and Adam. I love you guys. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you.
We think they're so awesome.
You should see Drew's song.
And, I love Sublime and Long Beach Subulsters. You guys are so good. You guys are like my favorite band.
We love you too,
you're
baby.
So good.
You're so good.
I've been like a huge fan of you guys like forever. And I just want to know.
Tonight, that's all come to a stop.
Oh, no.
I know I brought this up one other time and it was kind of dismissed, but I thought the Long Beach Dub All-Stars were around before Sublime was, or at least like at the same time or something like that, that there was like a side project or something like that. Am I wrong?
What the hell, man?
Adam, you're out of the loop, dude.
Sandy is still on there, too.
Are we in KLOS or what?
That's just what I remember. Okay.
Man, it was the Juice Bros, dude. It was the Juice Bros.
Right. So I'm totally wrong.
We had another band called the Jimi Hendrix Experience for us, and then,
maybe that's your thinking.
I was thinking of them. I may have been thinking of Cream or something.
Yeah.
Shan, so what's your question?
I wanted to know what they were doing, like what tours they were doing after the Warped Tour.
There's a good question.
We're going straight to Osaka, Japan.
Oh, really?
To play four shows. Very extravagant.
You're going to be around Osaka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could fly
in. No, I'm not. When's the next two guys going to be around Southern California?
I'll be around
tomorrow.
Oh, I can go see you guys.
Where are you calling from?
Tomorrow.
Hello? You can't go to the Warped Tour tomorrow?
No, I have school.
Oh, ditch.
Yeah. Isn't school out?
Summer school.
Summer school.
Oh, you got to ditch summer school. See, that's what summer school is for.
That's the kind of fans we have, the ones that are in summer school and continuation school. We love you, okay? We love you.
Studying hard for that GED.
I was in summer school, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You can make up for that day.
I had to go to summer school.
You were, like, forced to go to summer school,
yes,
right?
Yes, I had to.
It's called continuation
school. Because I had four Fs and two Bs.
I think you go to school and go to
college. He got caught smoking sherm on campus.
And did you go to summer school? Did you graduate summer school?
Yes, I graduated summer school, and I made it to 10th grade. There's this after never really caring about
throwing out ever actually, again.
Yeah, we're all dropouts, I think. Trevor Marshall.
Right.
Stuart got us, you know.
Yeah.
And Tim, he's got a PhD in science and medical
doctor. Be like Dr. Go to college and...
All right, so when do you guys think you may be in L.A. again on a tour other than the Warped Tour?
I don't know. I'd like to book some dates back at House of Blues when we get back, if we could, because that place is great.
Oh, look, wait. Look, here comes the
We'll be playing with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, I believe, in August. So,
all right, you got some information?
Yeah, we're going to start working on our new album in September.
So no tour after Warped and the Osaka thing.
Yeah. We might be doing a little backyard jam.
All right, so you're going to have to just keep pick up the LA Weekly and looking at every week and see when the All Stars can get back.
Don't worry, we'll be around for a while.
Or do like everybody else, like in the computer.
Harvey,
what's that band you got from Greece?
Harvey, you're 14.
Aphrodite's Child. Yeah. That's who we're playing with next. Yeah. Aphrodite's Child.
What's up there, Harvey?
Hey, first I want to say you guys, the Long Beach Dub.
Harvey Wallbanger.
You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
I saw you at the Bob Marley Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, hometown, Long Beach, baby.
I saw you.
That was a really good show.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. Hey, my mom and dad were on stage with me.
Question. Okay. Yeah, I had a girl gave me head a couple weeks ago, but she was on it for like 45 minutes in the movie theater.
What a good job.
What movie was it? Was it Alanis Morissette?
No, I don't know.
What movie was it?
What movie?
It was Me, Myself, and Irene.
Peter Pan.
Wow.
Were you cracking up at Jim Carrey and just like spurting all over the place or what?
I kind of wasn't paying too much attention to the movie, but it was it became painful.
Marry her.
I got her to get off. It was painful.
Right.
So
what's your question?
I don't know what to do. Should I see a doctor?
Is she a vampire?
What was the fact that it hurt or the fact that it took you so long?
No, because it was not the problem that it took so long. That was okay. So that is painful. It's starting to feel sore, and
is she hardcore?
Because it took so long.
Maybe she got like a raisinette stuffed up in there or something.
It was a dull pain. It wasn't like a...
Harvey, it's irritating.
There wasn't any bleeding or anything.
It's not something good to be doing for long, long periods of time.
Hey, I heard stories about like this in Da Nang.
Build chalices.
Yeah, 45 minutes is a one hell of a BJ. Yeah, that was all. I mean, you'll be
fine. Were you on drugs?
So, no.
You must have been tweaking.
Were you nervous? Were you afraid people were seeing it or something?
What?
Were you nervous?
Well, why couldn't you get off in, you know, let's say 40 minutes?
Are you
I don't know. That was why I called. That was my question.
Were you nervous?
What happened there? No, I wasn't really nervous because it wasn't my first time.
Yeah, but you're in the theater with other people?
No one was really in there because I was in the back. Nobody was
laughing.
Well, what about when you're at home and you get one?
No, it's fine other than that.
All right, well then just do it in the theater.
Are you a big Pee Wee Herman fan? Maybe she ate too much popcorn and it was cutting it all up or something.
Not like that.
All right, listen, I don't know what Harvey...
It sounds like the girl has a problem. Maybe she's putting too much pressure on it or something.
Yeah, that's
too much pressure.
Blame her.
Or she's got cotton mouth.
Listen, I don't know what his problem was. You?
No.
All right, then
Shanti?
Yes, Shanti, actually.
Shanti, you're 16. What's up?
Shanti?
Well, first of all, I want to say Adam and Drew, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And Long Beach the Ball Stars, you guys are just... so amazing, you guys, your music, Sublime, I mean, everything.
You're really much too kind.
Praise.
Your music has gotten me through so much. It's inspired me so much. I just want you guys to know.
Thank you very much.
It's
That's
so
nice
awesome.
Of you.
And I've been such a major fan. You guys came and played in Seattle at the Moor, and that was probably like one
we
of the best.
Did it just for you.
That's a crazy venue. It looks like you're playing at like that Brian Adams
video. We did it all for you in heaven, because I'll be seeing you in heaven.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I guess my question for you guys is like, you know, how'd you guys all get together like post Sublime? And
I thought you meant how we got all fat.
No, like what year did you guys like start, you know, making music together?
With Sublime?
No, with Long Beach
Ball Stars. It was a cold, lonely night in 1955.
Right around when we were playing with Legos.
A Yeti child was walking along.
It was about like the end of
1996. Road. He was quite.
End of 96?
End of 96, yeah.
And Manis grabbed him and called
him. That's awesome. You guys, you totally rule, and I want you guys to know that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, like hella people out here in Seattle and stuff. We all love you so much.
Is a Warped Tour coming to Seattle?
Yeah, they're coming out like. Well, a couple hours away from me, but I don't know if I can make it.
Why not?
I'm pretty disappointed. I got to work and...
you got to get out of that. Get someone to cover your shift and go see it.
Good job to say about Seattle is that they've always been real supportive when Sublime didn't have much of a following.
Yeah, I know. I almost, like, killed myself. I swear to God, you guys, like, came and played so many shows, like, a couple months right before I got into Sublime and... And then, you know, poor Bradley, and that was just, I was so upset.
Yeah, the first time we played there, we didn't have any money to get anywhere else, so a guy that liked us let us stay at his house for 2 weeks and bought us pizza.
That's awesome.
When did what's it been? Has it been 4 years?
Lordo, that is.
Since Bradley passed away?
Probably, like that.
How's his kid doing?
He's good. He's at the top of his class. He's the smartest kid in his class, and he's not
he's
even
got a Hot Wheels computer, little Jacob.
Wow. And
he doesn't talk to me very much.
Is he?
He
like,
knows how to sing too. He's got rhythm.
Is he like a six, five and a half, six, something like that?
He's like four. His birthday was just the other day. So
yeah. Five now.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Long Beach Dub All Stars are here. We're going to hear something else from them off of their Right Back CD. I promise. After this.
Once again,
Love Line. Love Line. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Evening, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can with a song for the little ones. Ray.
Mr. Charles.
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
Do you mind if we try?
buckled in the back.
Back seat, baby.
Baby face is staying intact.
Larry, yo, Larry, maybe you should keep your day job.
Ow, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
Woo!
Back seat, baby.
You stay alive even when I drive.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Grammy. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
The Fireworks of Saving sales event is going on now at Wilkins Toyota. During this special celebration, Wilkins has slashed prices on every vehicle in stock through July 5th. With over 200 cars and trucks to choose from, there are incredible deals and an excellent selection waiting for you. At Wilkins, 2,000 Camrys, well equipped with automatic, full power, AM/FM cassette, and more, are only $16,995. But you must hurry, only a handful remain. And through July 5th, Wilkins Toyota has sale priced their entire inventory of remaining 2,000s, including the all-new Sienna vans, fully equipped 4Runners, RAVs, and the all-new Tundra trucks. They're waiting for you at Wilkins Toyota with savings of up to $3,500. And at Wilkins, our entire inventory of new Toyotas is still available with no payment for 90 days and absolutely zero down. We even have a great selection of late model pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You'll always find great selection, excellent service, and the best deal in town at Wilkins Toyota. Just minutes from the airport on Highway 110 in South Robert at 494.
The beauty of the human form. The contours and curves of a well-defined shape, appreciated as a work of art, following the symmetry in angular proportions. This is the human body, to be appreciated and celebrated.
Exactly, just as the lady said. The human body needs to be appreciated, and gentlemen, there's no better place to do that than Rick's Cabaret. Rick's Cabaret is the premier upscale gentlemen's club. Rick's Cabaret offers only the finest in entertainment, libations, and Epicurean delight. Or for those of you who need that translated, beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. Enjoy happy hour weekdays from 4 to 7 with half-price drinks and appetizers. On Mondays, don't miss our amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd. Call 612-321-0488 for more details, or check out our website at Rick's.com. All summer long, it's Super One Tuesdays at Rick's. 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 every Tuesday.
Runners are in scoring.
Oh, baseball is so thrilling.
Let's round some bases of our own.
Hold in second.
Looks like someone was being waved home.
Yeah,
well,
I have excellent news about new Trojan Pleasure Mesh latex condoms, designed with a mesh pattern of over 300 rays fashion X's.
Sounds exciting.
Only Trojan lets you experience this kind of stimulating pleasure.
Batter up.
My job is done here. New Trojan Pleasure Mesh. Trojan, America's number one condom. The most trusted for a most stimulating experience.
Zone 105 presents the Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date.
Before we proceed, be advised.
hot.
It's back. Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, registering you to win a trip for two to the blind date in Los Angeles. Check out zone105.com for more details on where to go to enter the MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It's Loveline.
Yeah, baby, what's up? I'll be home in a little bit.
Long Beach Dub All-Stars are guests tonight. They're fresh off their Warp appearance today, and they'll be back in Anaheim for the Warp Tour tomorrow. And then it's off to... We couldn't figure out where it's off to.
Shout out to how far
in San Francisco. That's right. And then we'll be in Seattle in about 4 days, right?
If you guys want to hear some...
How far?
Yeah, what?
Get Half Pint's album because he rips, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
No.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take one call and then we'll hear something from Long Beach Dub All Stars.
Yeah, what's up?
Jeremy?
What's up?
You're 21. What's up?
Hey, I just want to give a big up to Half Pint.
Yeah!
Saturday.
Get the album Recollection.
The Silly Cook Off.
Yeah, dude. Hey, what's up with the beat getting booed off stage, man?
Really?
The beat guys, those DJs, they practically got booed off stage.
Oh, because people wanted to hear us.
We didn't like the beats, guys.
I heard they were on PCP.
Yeah, they were on Sherm.
I know, dude. I saw them smoking crack in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
See?
Okay, crack, unless you got some.
Get Half Pint's album.
Oh, he got it.
Recollection?
Yeah.
You got them all?
You the man.
I got level vibes, too.
All right, there you go.
Word up, Jeremy.
You got the classics?
What happened?
You got classics?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, you got a question about the video?
Yeah, dude, I was reading, because I go up on your website a lot. I was reading about the Saw Red video. What happened with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because we got my manager right here, and he's talking about it's done. And
let's not yell at the manager.
It's
going to
be
right
done, like,
too long.
Yeah.
The manager gets your work. You got to be cool to him.
So what's the deal? Did you shoot the video?
We shot about half of it, I guess.
Yeah, I was in the trailer ass one, too.
Oh, you were in there?
Yeah, dude.
Rock on, nice. Dog.
So you shot... When are you going to shoot the other half of it?
Maybe we shoot the other half, like, next summer.
Either that or we're going to shoot our manager.
Hey, Jeremy.
What's up?
We're going to hear Saw Red.
All right.
All right?
Hey, out to all the people in LB and all the whole world.
And everybody needs to ditch and go see you guys tomorrow because you guys rock.
That's right, Jeremy.
It's so worth it.
You're using your noodle.
Jeremy Spoken.
All the people that work at
Hey, Jeremy. I want to give a shout out to the whole Warped Tour crew.
Jeremy, just get your whole school to ditch tomorrow and come down to the
I want to give a shout out to Adam and Dr. Drew.
All right, we're going to hear Saw Red from the Long Beach Dub
Style.
Here we go.
Baby, if you wanna get low,
I got something to say right now.
Go ahead.
You want to know about the video and Saw Red video, you should call DreamWorks.
You
want to
make it happen.
You call DreamWorks. We give you the number right here, 310-288-7708. Frances, you ask her about the video. What's going on?
One more time.
310-288-7708. Her name is Frances.
DreamWorks Records.
And if you want... to really, really know about the video,
tell them to get on the
call. You call 212-588-6699. That's Goldie at DreamWorks.
Thank you very much. Right. Don't sleep and drive.
All right. Drew, what's 5150?
Being held against your will.
The local in the
why they call that 5150?
That's the name of the form. You know, that
you fill out. Yeah.
So when if you freak out and they have to hold you for 72 hours, you're 5150.
You put a tattoo on your face.
I had it.
It's either harmful to self, harmful to others.
I got 5150 once, and I was only
tattoo
like
your face,
16.
You're 5150 as far as
Let's
the
go.
Blog goes.
Really?
Already?
I heard if you do more than 7 hits of acid, you're supposed to be crazy, too.
Yeah.
So we're all good.
Can't use the F word.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right. As long as you apologize.
Funkin.
All right. All right.
He said funking.
That's fine. Easy with
the funk music.
Easy with the profanity. All right. What are we going to do, Drew? You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, we got to take a break. Listen, you guys are here.
You showed up an hour late. What do you want to do? It was our Russian tour guide.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the 5150 Long Beach Dub All Stars after this.
Okay.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Line. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive. Intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
The Kia Crazy Cashback Summer Sales Event is going on right now at Jim Lupia's Kia Bloomington with rebates and savings of up to $3,001. And you need no down payment. That's right. Save up to $3,001 with no down payment on the 2000 Sportage 4x4. And talk about great fuel economy. The Sportage gets 22 miles to the gallon. 0.9 financing available. No payment for 90 days on select models. Also, purchase the 2000 Sophia RS, low as $89.95. It's about time that everybody had a well-made car that they could afford. The
2000 Sportage 4x4 is available for only $13,995 right now at Jim Lupien's Kia Bloomington during the Kia Crazy Cashback Summer Sales Event. How can a gutsy SUV be so affordable? Good question. A lot of Sportage drivers have found out, and so can you. Drive on a Jim Lupien's Kia Bloomington and take it all the places the big boys go. Well, except in debt. Hurry, the Kia Crazy Cashback Summer Sales Event ends soon. So stop at Jim Lupien's Kia Bloomington. Convenient and located on 494, just off 35W. Call 888-9100. That's 888-9100.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Friday morning on the show, Bill Barrett won our latest alternative classic vacation. He's on his way to Cleveland to see the Go-Go's, B-52s, and Psychedelic Furs.
This is Bill.
Bill, we're sending you to Cleveland.
I can't freaking believe it!
Week, instead of sending you off somewhere, we're going to give you the opportunity to explore Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly right. A luxury vacation featuring lodging, golfing, kayaking, so much more. Plus, Mary and I are heading out of here. We're off on vacation till Thursday.
You're going to be doing those reenactments with Fort Snelling for the fort, friend?
Well, you know how close Independence is to my heart.
You're wearing a powdered wig right now. I don't know why, but...
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
You're at the coffee maker. You know, the 90s equivalent to the water cooler. And everyone's talking about an outrageously low airfare to some exotic city. And you're thinking, at least they're not talking about great deals to places you'd actually go to, because that would really make you angry. And they keep chatting it up, saying they found all these airfares on the internet. And you say, who has time to surf? Then you realize they're talking email. They didn't log on. They didn't surf. These fares were sent automatically to them. They even picked the destinations ahead of time. It's called FareWatcher from Travelocity.com. It automatically sends you email updates when there are low fares to the destinations you're looking for. Yeah, that, Travelocity.com. The most powerful reservation system on the planet. Over 40,000 hotel properties, 95% of all the world's airline seats, and over 50 rental car companies. And just when you think you're handling this news pretty well, you realize everyone is staring at you because you just crushed a styrofoam cup of burning hot coffee in your fist. Ouch. Travelocity.com. Powered by Sabre. Go virtually anywhere.
Are you having trouble finding or keeping a job? Perhaps you have no work experience.